It's homecoming at Montezuma High School here on 1410 KGRN. We're talking to the homecoming court, and King candidate Jack Brenner joins us now. And Jack, how's it feel to be elected to the court this year?
Pretty honored, actually. I wasn't really expecting it in the outrun, but woke up the one morning, saw the sign in the yard, and thought, oh, this is a pretty neat experience.
Is that how you found out? They just stuck a sign in your front yard?
Yeah, that's how we found out. Walked outside one day and saw the sign saying homecoming court in our front yard.
Okay, well, that must have been a shocker.
It surely was.
What's your favorite part about homecoming week?
Probably a couple of the activities that we do, and then how everyone comes out for a big football game and supports football team.
So what are some of the activities you like?
So I like being a part of the tug of war. My class seems to be doing pretty well with that so far, and then kickball, which is just kind of a fun time with people.
So when are you going to do tug of war? Is it like a tug of war tournament?
Yeah, it's a group of kids from each class, and we all just have a big tug of war. I think it's like freshman versus sophomore, junior versus senior, and then winners face winners there.
Okay, very good. And kickball, is that same thing, like a tournament thing?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just kind of the same kind of concept, but we just play kickball outside and have a really fun time.
Yeah, awesome. I remember playing kickball when I was a kid. Tell me all the activities you're involved with.
So I'm pretty much just in football, and I'm a part of I help out with the pep band, and then I also have an internship here at the local sheriff's office, which I take part in.
Oh, wow. So tell me, what do you do as an intern at the sheriff's office?
It's pretty much for like the deputy's position. So I just kind of follow them around, look over their shoulder and see what it is like in their shoes and from their point of view. And then sometimes I sit up and dispatch and just kind of hang out in there with them.
They let you get on the microphone for dispatch?
Not quite. I think it'd be pretty funny if they did sometimes, but.
So what have you done in your ride arounds? What have you seen, while you're hanging out with the deputies?
Nothing much at the moment. It's been pretty quiet every time I'm there, but just a couple occasional traffic stops, just your everyday kind of stuff.
Nothing crazy or nothing unusual or anything?
Nothing too crazy yet. I've heard that other interns have had one heck of a time, but I haven't had any luck with it yet.
Like, what have you heard? What's the story you've heard?
Oh, I've heard times about pursuits and how interns have had to get kicked out of the car just so the deputy can go join the pursuit, since it's not very common around here. And I'm hoping to get in.
You want some action?
Yeah, I want something. I want something to happen one of these days. Getting tired of sitting around.
I don't blame you. So tell me about your family.
So I got one other sister who graduated from Monty in 2015. And then my mom works here in town, and then dad works down in Pella.
Okay, and what do you want to do after you graduate from Montezuma?
So I'm hoping to either work at the local sheriff's office here, and if that doesn't work, maybe look into something in the farming realm and agriculture and follow up in that.
Okay, cool. And so if you could meet any celebrity, anybody beyond your wildest dreams, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I would probably have to go with the character Wayne from the Letterkenny episodes.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be interesting. Well, Jack, it's been great visiting with you. Enjoy homecoming and best of luck in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you for this moment.
Yeah. Jack Brenner with us here. It's the homecoming interviews at Montezuma High School here on 1410 KGRN.